AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran fired on three ships in the Strait of Hormuz today and seized two of them. The intensifying assault on shipping comes a day after President Trump extended a ceasefire, but pressed on with a U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. Ed Donahue has more.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Iran did not violate the truce because the ships involved were not U.S. or Israeli ships. Levitt says the U.S. maintains leverage over Iran.
There's obviously a lot of internal division. This is a battle between the pragmatists and the hardliners in Iran right now, and the president wants a unified response.
The ranking member in the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, is concerned about the president's rhetoric.
It's all over. They've agreed to everything. They've agreed to nothing. We're not talking. I will not extend the ceasefire. I will extend the ceasefire. I'm extending it forever. The message that sends to the world is that we are not a reliable partner. We don't know what we're doing.
Iran's parliament speaker says reopening the Strait of Hormuz is impossible with such a flagrant breach of the ceasefire. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Oil prices rose another 3.5%. Brent crude, the international standard, settling just below $102 per barrel. But on Wall Street, strong corporate profit reports bolstered stocks, the S&P rallying 1% to close at another new record high. The Nasdaq also set a record after climbing 1.6%. The Dow gained 340 points, about 0.7%. In other news, a chemical leak at a silver recovery plant in West Virginia killed two people and sent 19 to hospitals, one in critical condition. Seven ambulance workers responding to the leak were among the injured. The plant's located about 10 miles west of the state capital, Charleston. And wildfires are intensifying across the southeast. They've destroyed about 50 homes in Georgia and are forcing evacuations. The biggest blazes along Georgia's coast and around Jacksonville, Florida. This is AP News. Spring thaws triggering flooding in Michigan.
Heavy rain and snowmelt are hurtling large chunks of ice into northeastern Michigan homes. Large chunks of ice have rammed into homes along Michigan's Black Lake in the northeastern Lower Peninsula. That's as constant spring rainfall and winter melt have flooded homes and threatened to overflow stressed dam systems.
These are ice sheets. Yeah, they're massive. The pictures don't do it justice.
Michigan resident Christopher Narsessian.
They're, you know, mini glaciers, if you will. They just run down everything in their path. Nothing can stop that kind of weight.
Photos and video posted to social media show ice sitting inside living rooms after it busted through windows and doors. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared a state of emergency in Sheboygan and more than 30 other Michigan counties due to flooding and other severe weather this month. I'm Haya Punjwani.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.